Blog Talk Radio.
This is Forbes Myers, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero on Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is September 17, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. The call-in number is 347-945-5423. Make sure you download the show and rate it once we're finished. Okay, guys, don't forget tomorrow, Graham Shields from the HBO original series True Blood will be joining me at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. This will be his second appearance on the show. He's got a lot of gossip for us, so make sure you come back in. And he's also reprising his role as Cody Poole on General Hospital, so make sure you tune in for that. I'm going to bring Tony on the line. Hi, Tony.
Good evening, Joanne. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I'm excited about our guest. She seems to have her head on straight, and she just seems like a all well-rounded, wonderful human being. I mean, she's an actress, a humanitarian, an entrepreneur, and she's only 24 years old. She's putting her celebrity good use by helping many causes with her jewelry company, Zorbitz. So let's welcome to the show Robin Sidney.
Yay, thank you so much.
Hi, Robin.
Hello,
I love your show.
It's awesome. Hey.
Oh, thank you.
It's really fantastic.
Oh, thanks. We aim to please.
Yay, and I'm so happy to be on this evening.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Well, it's happy to have you.
We're going to have a blast. Woo.
Yes, we are. So, Robin, you are a woman on a mission. I love it. I've been reading about you all day today, and there's so much to just grasp. At the age of 24, you're doing so much. Tell me a little bit about your background. You were born in Colorado, and you eventually became the state's top working actress.
Yeah. I did everything. I started in theater, and when I was 9 years old, I would believe, like, life is a journey, and in your life, you can do anything you want, no matter what. And I always believe you should open every door and, you know, try anything. Even if you're afraid of it and you don't know about it, you should just go for it. So anyway, when I was 9, I decided I wanted to be an actress, and I started doing this professional children's theater group. And we perform, and we do lunch, and we serve all these different things. And I started there. And when I was 14, and then when I was 14, I got into film there. And I, from the minute I started doing that, which is very different, it's a little different. Film is more simple, and theater, I did, especially children's theater, it's a little bit more over the top. And I liked film a lot. And from the minute I started doing it, I booked every single thing there was to do in Colorado. And and I was like, gotta move to LA. It was really fun, though. I mean, in Colorado, there's industrials and TV shows and, you know, all different kinds of cool things.
Right.
So that's Colorado.
Yeah, okay. But now, then you go and you move to Los Angeles, and you are just, it's like your bio says, you hit the ground running. You didn't turn that away, did you?
No, it was, like, so much fun. The minute I came here, I just started booking everything. I got an amazing manager, Vincent Cerencio and Associates. They have Halle Berry and Sally Struthers. Mm-hmm. I love them. And I just, you know, it was just really so much fun. I mean, it's like this world in LA is awesome. And actually, when I came here, I'm from Boulder, and Boulder's a very innocent city. And so I used to, like, wave to everybody, you know, in Colorado. You say hi, whatever. I came to LA, and you wave to people, and they kind of, like, chase you because they think you're hitting on them. And I had to learn that. So it was definitely different coming from a small city, but it was amazing. And it's the same thing. Like, everybody here is awesome. And it's just, you know, awesome. It's really fun. And I did like Woman in Film, which is basically an organization, for women in film. And I got on the committee with all of these people, and we were making all these decisions, and it was really fun. And I started doing a lot of things at the very beginning when I was here, just like meeting people and getting to know the town and having so much fun. And the first job that I booked in California, it's actually a funny story. It's called the Andy Dick Show. And so my part was that I was supposed to I was supposed to be Satan or whatever and just like scream. So I got this like blood caps and I was like really inspired. These blood caps, I put it in my mouth and I like bit, and all I had to do was like scream. So then like, I don't know why, but I went to like producers and the network, and it was like this huge deal for MTV. And when I got to the network, they gave me all these other scenes. And one of the scenes was that I was supposed to be on this date, and I'm all nervous and like, I can't even like say anything to the guy. And then finally I get my nerves up, and I get so nervous that like I jump on the table and I like, you know, throw all the things off, and I like get all excited and crazy. So I'm in this network table, and it's my first network with all these people sitting around this table, and I'm like, I might as well just go for it. So right. And all these people have their suits on, and it's all professional, whatever. I jump on the table and I start grabbing all the people and stuff in the show. So it was really fun, and I got a bunch of different things. That was my first thing out here. And in, I think it was like 2003, I don't remember exactly. Then that's when I started my business with mm-hmm. my mom. And that was unbelievable. But
Zorbit.
I'm sure with the, yeah. And exactly, Zorbit. And it was like, I didn't know anything about business, and neither did my mom. Like, I didn't know anything.
I was reading the story on the website on how you and your mom were walking on the beach, and she stepped on a stone shaped perfectly like a heart, and then, you know, that was it. Zorbit was born. She also said that you guys were going through some challenging days, and all this came mm-hmm. to be. So how was her stepping on that stone? Like, what made it come to fruition? I mean, she stepped on the stone, and what happened? I mean, how did that stone create Zorbit? And what does Zorbit mean? Where did the name come from?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Really good questions. You're awesome. Okay, so Zorbit, by the way, it means like infused with meaning and luck. And that's just a word that we always use. So it's like infused with meaning and luck. But yes, my mom and I, we had, you know, it was like I was here doing acting, and my mom was here driving me around. And so I would go to classes and things and whatever, and she didn't really have that, like, meaning in her life. She was, like, sewing and knitting. And you know, like any mother, daughter, we had, you know, we had our difficulties. And anyway, we were walking on the beach, and, yes, we found this, like, perfectly shaped heart, and we picked it up. And we, like, looked at each other. It kind of felt magical. I always believe that everything's meant to be. And the next day, we started our business. And our first product was with rocks. And so, and I'll kind of tell you how it started. It was amazing. But because I was an actress, I always look at my notes and for my class, and I found that I would do better in my audition when I would read my notes. So I was like, oh, this would make a really cool product. And I got these little cards, and I made these cards that are like acting cards. And I started putting them in all these acting stores. And my mom's like, I have an idea. Why don't we put a rock with these cards, and then people can pick their cards and they can put, you know, their rock. So we went to Petco and we bought this like bag of rocks. And none of the stores wanted it. So we're like, oh, and I was like, I have this $5 bag of rocks. I can't waste it. And so it was around the time of the war, and I was like, I have an idea. Why don't we make people feel safe and, you know, with their rocks? And I was like, peace rock and all this stuff. And my mom's like, it's a rock. So we started going back and forth. And that day we created, actually the first rocker created was getting a guy rock. And that day we created 12 different styles rocks. And we printed it on our Epson printer. Uh-huh. And we made it like, you know, just in our little one-bedroom apartment. And we typed up these little words. And then the next day, I'm like, Mom, let's go to the party store where we bought this wrapping paper, which was, like, the party store of all the stars.
Right.
And it has, like, no soliciting on the top. Totally didn't know what that meant. Still didn't know what wholesale was or retail or whatever it was.
Right.
So I walk in, I show the lady these rocks, and she's like, you know, I usually, like, you need a meeting, but what are these? And I told her, and she's like, well, how much are they? I was like, I don't know. How much do you want to pay for them? She's like, $1. I was like, okay. And she bought, like, 144. And we're like, woohoo. And we're like,
wow.
So excited. And that week, we started going around to, like, a lot of different party stores. And by the end of the week, there was this party store, and there was, like, this place where you, you know, park. And in order to park, it was like a bakery, and you can't leave a bakery and not, like, get a goodie. Like, I am a freak for desserts. So we were waiting in line with all these rocks, and now it has, like, a celebration wrapping paper. We're, like, so excited. We think we're, like, amazing. And this guy walks up to us, and he's, like, starts talking with us, and he's like, I'm the marketing person for Visa and Reebok. If you have any questions, give me a call. And I was like, okay. So anyway, he started working with us for free and teaching us everything about marketing and business strategies and all that kind of stuff. And that kind of launched us. And then we kind of went back to the drawing board, and we got Whole Foods Market was like one of our first big stores.
Right.
And the first product, it's just like a whole crazy long story. Everybody calls it like Forrest Gump. But it's a crazy journey, and I could tell you on forever and ever, but it's been an amazing journey, and I love working with my mom. It's so much fun because I'm like a dreamer. Like, I'm like, oh, we should do this and this and this and this, and she's like the realist. She's like, yeah, but da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
So it kind of makes it a good team.
Right. Danielle, okay, you took these rocks and you put meanings on them, and people just bought them. So that's okay. Now let's move over to the stones and the gems, because now you're like this big thing here where you're involved with these charities, Pink United and Vitamin. Help me.
Vitamin. Yeah, there's so many. Okay, so I'll tell you more. Okay, so basically, like, we had our rocks, and they were okay. They were okay. But for me, even growing up as a kid, I always gave at least half of my allowance to charities. And that's a really big part for me. And for me, that's the reason we created this company. I feel like if you can make a difference, that's why you're here. And I think if we all work together to make a difference, that makes the biggest change in this world. So we had these rocks, and they were okay. And we started, there's this party store here called Oz. And we, you know, we talked to them, and they're like, do you have anything for Valentine's Day? So we're looking on the internet, we found this hearts, and they're like, can you do our gift baskets for us? And we're like, gift baskets? We've never done a gift basket in our whole life. So we started making their gift baskets for them. In the evening, I was filming a show during the week, and then in the night, we would make these gift baskets, and our apartment was, like, covered in shreds and stuff. And we started making their gift baskets every holiday. And the guy who owns Oz, he's also one of the largest Halloween manufacturer distributors in the United States, and he started teaching us about the other side of business and started giving us all this advice. Like, every day he would teach us about, like, manufacturing and distribution and all this stuff, and we started coming up with ideas for him. So we came up with this idea for this gift bow, and he brought us over to this, you know, gift bow distributor, and they loved it, and they put it in all these stores, and they wanted us to come up with this greeting card, so we're, like, walking around, and we came across these charms, these feng shui charms, and we're like, whoa, and it was in Chinatown. They're like, it's lucky, and we're like, lucky, and we knew from our rocks that luck was, like, the best-selling one. So we were like, well, we need to find packaging for it, so we called up our Whole Foods store, and who had the rocks in this box, and they put it in their stores, and we're like, you know, they miraculously sold, like, half this display. And so we're like, instead of, like, putting these rocks in there, can you put, like, the charms in there? And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll do whatever you want. So we put these charms in, and they sold out in, like, 2 days.
Wow.
And then we put it in, like, 7 Whole Foods stores, and they sold out. And then at the end of the month, the corporate office for Whole Foods Market contacted us and basically begged us for this product for holiday. We're like, okay.
Really?
And at this point, we didn't even know how to ship, so we're, like, driving it everywhere. we have so many different journeys with our products. But we did the charms, and then we did the bracelets. And, like, Ashley Simpson was the first person to wear a Karma bracelet.
Really?
And it was, like, huge. Yeah, we sold over 1 million products, but it's been really, really cool. But every single product, we donate at least 5% to charities. And in the first year, we started something called Karma Week, and it's basically like where you go around and like I looked at like a million different charities, and I found like over 150 charities, and I gave them an award for their good deeds in the community. Mm-hmm. And then I visited personally like 10 of them, and I like took pictures and I hung out with them and like just gave them products and, you know, just basically congratulating them for their really good deeds. And I like to pick like smaller charities too, because these bigger charities, they're amazing, but so are the small charities. And I think everybody's focusing on different aspects of the same thing. And so I like to give the awards to the smaller charities as well. It was really awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, obviously anytime there's any national disaster, we're like, you know, we want to give and give and give. Like, that's really, really important. We did start this program last year, which is amazing. It's called Pink United, which you had mentioned. And it was, the concept was like, you know, we should join a bunch of different companies together, all to support breast cancer. And so I have a really great relationship with the buyer at Whole Foods Market, who is one of the most amazing people in the world. He's got the biggest heart. And I said, I have this idea for this program. Like, can we work together, you know, with Whole Foods? And he's like, sure. So we got last year, there was 10 companies. And basically, like, anybody can donate to whoever they want to, as long as it's a breast cancer charity. And they can donate however much they want to donate, whatever percentage. And then the stores each created, like, a section in their store for, you know, for breast cancer to kind of, like, raise awareness. And I think that, you know, every charity focuses on a different thing, and I think it's good that each one did a different thing, you know, because it's kind of like we're all trying to, like, stop breast cancer. So last year we were able to raise $70,000 for breast cancer.
Wow.
Which is awesome as a team. Wow. So this year we're doing it again, and we're really excited because Clear Channel got involved, and they're releasing, like, a radio spot everywhere.
Really?
And then cool. Network Television's doing a PSA that I did. Actually, you guys can view it. It's at pinkunited.net.
I did see that, yes.
Oh, you saw it? Yeah.
Yes,
so,
I did.
So, I mean, they're so amazing. They're just releasing this PSA to everybody for free just to spread the word. So, you know, I think that if we spread the word to have everybody, you know, check themselves, and while everybody's working towards the cause, I think everybody needs to be aware of what's
mm-hmm.
going on. So that's Pink United, and I'm really inspired by it, and I just think that, you know, it's great that there's a month of October to focus on it. And
right.
then we donate to so many different charities, but, you know, I love, like you had mentioned, Vitamin Angels. They're
right.
one of the most amazing charities in the world. They take vitamins and they give it to kids like before the age of 4. If you don't have proper nutrition, a film goes over your eye and you go blind. And so a lot of these kids in third world countries, they don't have proper nutrition. And so these people go in and they give them these vitamins. And they've been able to make such a difference. So last year we saved 28,000 kids from going blind. And our goal this year is 100,000. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I watched the video, and anybody that watches that video, it would be, I mean, it's an extremely disturbing, real video, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, once you see it, it's like, how can you not want to do whatever you can do to help that? It was really
yeah,
sad.
And it only costs a quarter.
Right.
A quarter
yeah.
to buy a vitamin. That's it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's amazing. And then there's another great charity that I really love and support. It's called Heifer International. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
It's
not really.
Okay, so basically they buy these animals that for third world countries. And they go there, and these people, they have nothing. And they go there and they take, like, let's say a goat. They're all different animals. They take a goat and they take people and to these people who have nothing. And they teach them how to use this goat for fertilizer and for their fur and for milk and, you know, whatever the animal can bring. And they've completely turned around whole communities.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's like a chicken or whatever, it's an amazing charity. So that one's another one that I'm really passionate about. Yeah, but it's really fun to like do all these products and to like, you know, design, and then then acting is so wonderful. And I've noticed that, you know, when I was acting at the very beginning, it would be all about acting. I would spend like 4 hours, like, you know, working on one line and, like, you know, and focus a million hours. And I think acting is about being real and being in the moment. And I think that when I have my business, there's so much going on that side, and it's all creative and fun, and there's so much going on, and you know, opening these different doors, that when I move to my acting, it's just so fun and so creative that it's more like I can be more creative, and I'm not so focused on it.
Mm-hmm. That's just, and I have to really commend you, because with the way that Hollywood is with young girls like you, for you to be so focused on something, so many things that are so important, it's just really commendable. And I had a fight with my 7-year-old today because he wouldn't eat his stupid chicken fish sticks. And I said, do you know how many kids in the world would want these fish sticks and would die for them? I mean, are you kidding me? I feel like
funny, but we don't realize that. We don't realize that.
You know, I said, oh, gosh.
Kids can be picky eaters, Joanne.
You know, and he goes, well, you know what? Let's mail them to them, and I'll eat something else.
No way. That's so funny.
Oh, my goodness. No, you didn't say that.
I love it. Well, I was so fortunate as a kid growing up that, because my dad's a meteorologist.
Right.
And
really?
So he travels. Yeah, it's awesome. He travels all over the world. He's actually been to every single country except for Antarctica. When I was growing up, I went to 28 countries with him and my family. So I was really able to see so much of what's going on in, in, you know, third world countries. And it's amazing when you see that, you're so thankful that you have that chicken bone.
Oh, I'm telling you. I was like, wow. Oh gosh. Damn, I said, if you only knew how good you had it. I mean, it's like really unbelievable. Now, you have how do you decide what the significance is of these charms?
Oh, like, okay, cool. That's a great question.
You know, love, protection, all these charms.
So it all depends, because there's feng shui charms, and that's all based on the shape of the charm. And so it's like, if it's a heart, it's for love. And we have a little story on the back of every card that kind of explains what it means and what you do with it. Mm-hmm. But they're feng shui, and so they're like based on feng shui, that's how these ones were designed. And so you can hang it in your home or office. It has a red string, which red is for good luck. Everyone has a Chinese character that represents the meaning. So like, for example, like great wealth, it's like in the shape of a boat, because in Chinese culture, which is feng shui, it's like the boat that carries along the goods that's going to make money. Mm-hmm. Or like a gourd is for good health. Like each one's different, and that's like, you know, people drink the gourd. So each of those ones are different. We did a lot of research on every single product that we did, and we talked to a lot of people. We've heard a million stories of people who have had these products, and I'll tell you that in a second. It's amazing and what it's done, because it's amazing. And the karma bracelets, they're all based on, like, the karma beads themselves have a little Chinese carving in it for good luck and good karma. I'm going to butcher it, but it's ashi tofu is actually how you say it. And the actual translation is, if you need, you have, which is, you know, if you work hard and a good person, everything you desire comes your way. So that's what the karma beads are. And then each one has mixed with different gemstones, and the gemstones have a different meaning. So like rose quartz, it attracts love and romance and different things into your life. Or like amethyst is good health and inner strength. Each one has different meanings that it brings into your life. And then the crystals, those are also based on the shapes. Those are so beautiful. We have an amazing program, actually. We just launched at the end of last year. It's all fair trade, eco-friendly. Mm-hmm. So we went to Brazil and Costa Rica, and these countries, these women have nothing, no jobs, no opportunity for work, nothing. So, I mean, just bringing these projects into these people, we've heard like a million stories. So, in Costa Rica, for example, they build our coffee bean bracelets, which in Costa Rica, like wearing a strand of coffee bean is for good luck. That's their tradition. And there was a lady who walked 12 miles with her baby for an interview.
Wow.
And like every day there's like 20 women calling in for work. we heard like unbelievable stories. Like this one lady, she's working because she wasn't able to get her daughter like glasses. And so she's working so she can get her daughter glasses.
Right.
Or like there's the government requires you to wear uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And these women were not able to send their kids to school. So now they're able to send their kids to school because they can buy these uniforms.
Right.
So it's amazing. And then there's these acai bracelets that we make from Brazil. And acai is the most amazing story ever.
Yes, the berry. Yes, the whole Mona V thing. And
it's so amazing. Do you know acai? Like,
I'm actually a distributor for Mona V.
No way. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
that
so when I
awesome.
Saw that, I said, oh, wow. I said, I got to hear about these bracelets
now. I drink
Mona
V, by the way, and it's very delicious.
Do you really?
Oh, I
recommend
it to everybody. It's amazing.
Mm. So tell us how they do the bracelets from it.
Oh, it is so cool. Okay, so do you know Hearts of Palm?
Right.
Tastes like an artichoke. Okay, it grows in 18 inches of the trunk of the tree in Brazil, and they used to cut down the entire tree to get this, 18 inches. And then they notice at the top of the tree there's these berries, like these acai berries. So they started picking them and they started making them into juice. And then the trees then became so valuable that they stopped cutting them down and they started growing more.
Right.
And so when they're making this juice, like they're throwing away all these pits, which I'm sure you're familiar with, like millions of piles of them. And we heard about this. And actually, like the main guy at Whole Foods Market connected us with the juice companies in Brazil, and we got the seeds, and we hired all the woman co-ops there, and then they make the bracelet, and they're all naturally dyed, and it's awesome. I love it, and then we also have necklaces and bracelets, and I mean, it's like these women have no opportunity, so I love this program because it gives back in every single way. Like, that's what I love about it, and then every single bracelet, based on the color, supports a different cause, and we donate a quarter to each cause.
That's friggin' amazing. I mean, you're blowing me away.
You really are. It's like something so simple as just finding, you know, a stone shaped like a heart can read into all of this stuff. Now, did you ever consider contacting Mona V and seeing if they'll distribute your bracelets?
I actually, ironically enough, got a call from the other day from somebody at Mona V. I haven't called them about, like, doing that with the bracelets, but I did call them. I mean, I did get a call, and this one guy bought bracelets for everybody there. But in terms of, like, having them sell it or using the seeds from them, I have not, and that's genius. I would love to talk to you about that later.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, a lot of the people that I have on the show are from soaps and stuff, and the cast of General Hospital pretty much is just like embroiled in Mona V. And Steve Burton, I watched a video the other day of Steve Burton, who plays Jason Morgan on General Hospital. He's a big, big supporter of Mona V. He's actually a black diamond. He's a black diamond now. That's like really huge. And then there's a couple of other ones that are Hawaiian blue diamonds, which is a little bit low, but, you know, that's a big, big step up there. I mean, God, I didn't even get past the distributorship yet. I mean, but I'm not all famous either, so I can't, you know, sell it the way that they do. They actually incorporate it into the show. You know, there's always lines, and they really do. But he was doing a video. He started a line for Mona V, Mona V Couture shirt.
Cool.
Because he said that in the video that he ordered these T-shirts to help promote his business, and they were these big, ugly black T-shirts with these big purple bottles on them. So he contacted a designer, and now they designed these shirts for Mona V, and they sell them at $50 a pop.
I love it.
Yeah, so that Mona V is definitely, I says, gosh, you know, now I'm up in, I signed up as a distributor in Florida, but Florida is saturated with it. I mean, saturated to the point where no one wanted to buy it. No one wanted to sign up.
That's so cool. Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be so cool if, like, you know, we can, I'm always about a cause. Like, I love that, and I would totally, like, donate, like, bracelets or whatever if, you know, it was towards a cause. And you know, maybe, like, you know, every Mona V bottle that was sold, like, it goes to a charity and it comes with a bracelet. I think that would be totally cool.
I think that would be a pretty cool idea too.
Absolutely, it certainly would. That's something that we'll talk about. Definitely.
I would love to. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah. The Pink United thing is another thing that touched me a little bit more because you know, people don't realize it until it happens to them how cancer afflicts everybody in this world. You know, if you don't have somebody in your family, I'm sure somebody in, you know or whatever, but once it hits your family, it's totally different. And they don't realize the causes of the awareness, like you said, of breast cancer. And there was never a stitch of cancer in my family. Never. Nothing. I mean, nothing. And at 32, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Aww.
And, hey, I'm 38 now and I'm in remission. But, you know, I mean, but not breast cancer. I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But because of the placement of the tumor, it was crushing the main vein to my heart, the vena cava.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Called vena cava syndrome. And, like, my head blew up like a basketball. And it took them weeks to find out what the hell was wrong with me because they had no idea. So once it all came about and, you know, chemo this for 7-8 months and then it went away and it came back, then it was bone marrow transplants and radiation to the chest. So that opened me up to breast cancer. So if you ever have any type of radiation to your chest area, it totally puts you in a higher percentile. And they told me because of the amount of radiation that I have, I might not have non-Hodgkin's anymore, but now because of the radiation, I'm susceptible to breast cancer and lung cancer, throat cancer, and every other cancer in the upper extremities, you know, because of that. Oh. So these charities are so extremely important, and it's really great when there are celebrities and that have a voice and people listen to it. You know, speak about it. So, I mean, I really applaud you. I mean, God, and you're just a baby. You're a baby.
Well, first of all, I send all my prayers and my love to you, and you know, it happens to so many people.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
It really, really does. And, I mean, you're just amazing, period. I'm going to bring on a caller, Georgette. She's one of my closest friends. Georgette, say hi to Robin.
Hi, I'm just sitting here listening, and I'm in, like, total and complete awe of you. What an inspiration you are. Oh, my God. Like, I wish I was half as the person you are. Holy moly.
No, you are. Like, you're amazing.
How old are you?
Same age, Georgette?
I'm 23, and I help people, but I don't do anything about the memes and stuff you do. Like, I think it's amazing that you live in California and you do all that, and you help so many people everywhere. Like, I'm just sitting here listening to you, and I'm talking to Joanne online. I'm like, oh, my God. What? I mean, seriously, holy moly.
Oh, you are so cute. You are so, so cute. So what do you do? You do, like, lots of cool, like, giving back stuff? And
I do. I'm heavily involved in, like, mainly nonprofit organizations.
I love it.
And I do a lot of stuff for cancer organizations, too, because my aunt passed away, leukemia.
Aww.
Joanne had cancer, and now she's in remission, thank God. And then, I'm a huge Jordan Sparks fan. Her aunt passed away, lymphoma cancer, and melanoma cancer. So I tried to raise as much awareness as possible. My aunt was diagnosed with breast cancer. My mom almost had breast cancer. So I tried to raise as much awareness as possible.
And it's so important.
It is. It's very important. And I try to be involved with autism awareness because my brother's autistic.
Oh, that's so great. Actually, one of our acai bracelets supports autism, but my sister's an occupational therapist.
Oh.
So that's what she does.
Yeah, so
your brother has autism.
What'd you say?
Yeah, my brother has autism. So I try to raise as much awareness for that. And then I'm heavily involved in the Special Olympics because I have a friend who's in a wheelchair and is involved in Olympics.
Wow, look at you.
People.
You're unbelievable.
No, whatever. I'm sitting here with you. I'm like, she does way more than I do. Especially
what you're doing is so amazing. That's wonderful.
And then I do stuff for the March of Dimes because I am a sucker for kids. I love babies. And I just can't see the fact that babies, like premature babies and all that and stuff like that. I just can't. I love kids. So, you know, I try. And then I also, like Joanne said, we have a lot of soap stars on the show. I run fan clubs and I work two jobs and I'm in school. So
that's amazing. Oh, we totally have to keep in touch with her.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a fan club?
Well, I actually just launched my website not that long ago, and I just talked to my web guy today to open up a blog, like a fan site. So,
that would be so cool.
And it's robinsidney.net, and it's really fun, but it's like I love reaching out to the fans. I just think that, like, even just like, you know, they send pictures and things and they ask you to sign stuff, and I think just like when you sign something, it's so simple, but I think it really makes somebody so happy.
It does. You don't have any idea. And it's, you know, I see that all the time with people who don't get to meet soap stars and stuff and other actors because it's either too much money or people can't travel or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. It makes a people's day. Or just to get a little message or a little letter from them. And you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But you're an awesome inspiration. And I know because I heard you're in the Jonas Brothers movie, the 3D movie.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
I have to ask, how is it working with the Jonas Brothers? I'm a huge fan.
Well, I haven't started yet. That's my project that's coming up, but it's going to be so much fun. I'm really, really excited. And I play
that's
their
like
biggest
huge.
Fan ever. Yeah, and, like, I show them my room and, like, all the posters and things, and, like, I get to go to their concert and meet them, and it's just, like, I'm their biggest fan. And they're amazing. Are they not, like, unbelievable?
I know.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite out of them? I mean, I love them
you know
all,
what?
But I definitely have a favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Nick.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. I like all three of them. I think that, like, they're each amazing, and I think that, you know, they're like, unbelievable. Like, the three of them, they're brothers, like, taking over the universe.
They exactly.
I mean,
they remind me of Hanson, like, back in the day. They're doing that, and it's great that they're such an inspiration, and they're also very well-grounded and very Christian-like and stuff like that. And
yeah, they're
did
just
you watch
awesome.
The MTV Music Awards last couple weeks ago, was it?
I actually didn't watch it. I totally didn't.
Yeah.
But we went to, like, the award show or whatever you call it.
Oh, that's cool. How was that?
Yeah, it was really fun. Like, they have, it's like an event, and, you know, different celebrities will walk around, and we give them our bracelets, and we have these really cool charms. It's called Miracle Charms, and, like, you can pick and choose your charms and add it to your necklace. So we made them for, like, all the stars. It was really, really fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, and, yeah, it's a really fun thing, but, yeah, they're amazing, though. I really love the Jonas Brothers. And I'm excited to film it. It's going to be really fun.
Who else do you look up to singer-wise?
Ooh, that is such a good question. I have, like, a million singers that I love. I love, like, discovering new music. I don't have, like, a favorite type of music. Like, I love classical music. I love hip-hop. I love every kind of music. I love country. Like, I love every kind of music. So it all depends on my mood at the particular time. But I don't even know. Like, I think some people just inspire me. Like, Kelly Clarkson inspires me because she just started from nothing, and now she's, like, amazing, and she's got a big heart, and she's super talented. And then, like, I don't know. Like, there's so – I could make a list for a million years. There's a million people that
love.
That's
the way I am. I listen to different genres. I'm not really into country, although I must say I love Carrie Underwood and Rascal Flatts. But
yeah,
other than that, I
awesome.
Can't sit there and listen to any kind of country.
Well, the funniest thing is, like, I'm from Colorado, and so in Colorado, like, at first, country was, like, not so cool. And then all of a sudden, like, things turned, and it became, like, cool, and we used to all, like, go to line dancing and just dance with this country music, and we started learning the songs, and then we blast it. Like, we'd have our windows down, and it's freezing there, so you'd, like, roll your windows down, turn your heat up, and blast country music. So I don't know. Maybe it's because that was my background, but I love music.
That's so
I think
cool.
It gets you in the mood. Like, that's such a huge part for me when I'm acting. It's
right.
All about music, 100%. Like, if you see pictures of me and stuff, a lot of times you'll see pictures from movies stills with me with an iPod, because 99% of the time I have an iPod in my ear.
Well, you know, you like discovering new music, you said. I'm going to turn you on to a guest that I had on the show the other night.
Ooh, awesome, awesome.
She's a former star from One Life to Live. Her name is Erin Torpy, T-O-R-P-E-Y.
You go to Erin Torpy. Cool.
Yeah, you go to erintorpymusic.com. She has an amazing voice. She just came out with a CD, and she left, you know, the land of soaps and went and pursued music. And she's an incredible, incredible singer.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm so going to check it out. Sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I did this movie called The Lost, which is actually one of my, like, you know, you have, as an artist, something that kind of strikes a chord. And that movie for me was very special, and I can tell you about it in a second. But the Chris Verson, he was the director in it, and he discovered so many unbelievable independent artists in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The music
really?
Off the charts. Yeah, I mean, he's very talented.
That would be great. Check out Erin. She's definitely, I mean, she performs, she lives in California. She performs out there in different places. But
really?
Oh,
I'm so checking her out. I'm
really
so
great.
Excited.
Definitely
I
great.
Love music. I love going on iTunes and just kind of like typing in a genre, and then all this music comes up, and then you can just discover it.
Oh, absolutely. You have a MySpace. I sent you a request.
Yes.
So make sure you look for that. I sent you a request and
oh cool. Definitely.
Do you go on your MySpace? Is that you?
It is me, absolutely. And I don't go on it every day, so I apologize if you guys send me an email and it takes me a little bit of time to respond. But yes, I do respond every single thing on MySpace, and I think MySpace is awesome, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
It really allows you to get in touch with people from the core, and you don't have to know their email address or their cell phone number, and it's just awesome. And
right.
I totally encourage everybody to have MySpace or email me on MySpace. But
right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, you're talking to three people who has it.
Yeah,
what,
no,
Tommy?
Definitely.
I said you're talking to three people who have MySpace.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. I think it's fantastic.
It is. It definitely is. So as an actress now, where do you stand besides the Jonas Brothers? What is it that you want to do, or what kind of role are you looking for would be
okay.
Like the perfect role for you?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, I love like every kind of movie, every kind of like part, because I think there's so many elements. But my favorite parts are ones that are very complex. I like characters mm-hmm. that on the outside are like one thing, like, you know, their shell kind of like is one thing, and like underneath is all these other things. So
mm-hmm.
I have my dream job that's in my mind, but like, for example, like in The Lost, my character was a total badass on the outside, but that
right.
was because she was hiding from, like, her mom was paranoid schizophrenic, and she had kind of a crazy childhood. So she wanted to overcome that, so kind of like put on this like badass kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like, throughout the movie, like, she kind of breaks down into that person that's, like, inside of her. But
mm-hmm.
my dream role would be to be somebody with, like, a disability
mm-hmm.
of sorts that inside is, like, this super, like, you know, beautiful creature. But on the outside, it's, like, there's this disability that's super hard to overcome. And
right.
throughout the movie, like, she overcomes it. That would be, like, for me, the most beautiful role. Yeah.
That sounds very complex and very challenging to do. I hope you do get to do it. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, no, that would be really fun. I think every role is so much fun, though. I love creating a character. It's probably one of the most fun parts of acting. And I just do a million things. Like, I do, like, ton of research. Like, I walk around as a character, and I've had so many crazy stories. Like, I was doing this Masters of Horror
mm-hmm.
in Canada. And my character was actually complex, too, and she was kind of this, like, I guess a badass girl, too. But in the exterior, she's, like, this little girl who has a lot of troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And so in doing my research, I walked around the town, and I talked to, like, this homeless girl that she had nothing, and she was living with her boyfriend, and she was talking about the places that she had to live and the conditions she had to be in. It was, like, I mean, my heart, like, broke. And I bought her, like, a hamburger. I was like, what do you want to eat and whatever. But that, for me, was, like, kind of the core of my character is, like, you know, how if you don't have any money at all, you know, what would life be like? And that kind of drove my character to, like, you know, I can't have this. Because basically my character is trying to get money from this older man who's, like, you know, with this other chick. And so, like, I need it so badly. I need to not be on the streets so badly that I'll do anything. And and so I love, like, building characters. Or even, like, I play this crazy character that I just filmed a couple weeks ago, Drake and Josh. I've done, like, a recurring role, and they did this movie for, for Christmas. And it's so much fun. Like, it's just totally over the top and funky. And I'm, like, madly in love with Drake. And, like, he's, like, I'm like, I could do anything for him. I just jump around and I play this crazy character, but it's so much fun. I have a blast. I think that movie is going to be awesome. I think everybody should see it. It's
right. Well, here, my son watches Drake and Josh, and,
oh,
and
cool.
when he saw your picture, he's like, oh, can I stay up? I was like, nope, going to bed. But what's the character's name? Because I read two different names.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
the name?
My character's name is Jackie.
Okay. That's what I thought. There was another name that popped up. I think it was like Melinda or something like that.
Yes.
I said, no, I think it's Jackie. So.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so much fun. I think acting is like so much fun. I love portraying other people. I think that there's so many different people on this earth, and we're all together on this earth, like right now. It always fascinates me, like when I think about that. And there's a million different people, and they all go through different things in their lives. And it's like, how is it that that person became the person that they are? Is it because of what happened in their life, or is it because of like the insides, like they were born that way, or I don't know. There's a million. I think it's so much fun to like step into the shoes of somebody else for a moment in time, and I love playing in that world. It's really fun,
right.
And I've had so many like funny stories happen on set, like a million different things. Like I worked with Gary Busey, and he.
Oh yes, how was that? I read that.
He,
I said, wow.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most crazy and intense actors that I've ever worked with. And my character was supposed to be scared of him, which was not very – I don't think I acted at all when I worked with him because I was really scared of him. But he would be, like, very serious, and then he'd be, like, really crazy, and then he'd be, like, all different things. But while we were working, like, he would say, like, cotton and action – and or he would need his like teardrops and stuff. It's so funny. But there was like situations where like we'd be walking on set and he'd want to have like a secret conference in the trailer or whatever, and he wanted me to go in, and my mom came on set that day and she was like freaking out. She's like, no, and like they were like a tug of warring me, like Gary on one side and my mom on the other, like in and out of the trailer. And he's like, he goes over to the producer and he's like, I just want to have a talk and whatever. And the director's like, well, I'm going to come in the trailer. So he goes into the trailer and then like Gary like pushes him down the stairs or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so he like shuts the door. I'm like inside this trailer. I'm like really scared. And I'm like I'm freaking out. And he's like, you know, tell me about your mom. I was like, oh. And I started like going like towards the character. I was like, I think my mom is like blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, your mom. I was like, aren't we talking about the character? And then he starts showing me these acting lessons, and he like starts like jumping up and down, like screaming, like up and then down and then up and down. And I was like laughing so hard, but like, you know, when you laugh so hard, you like, you don't want to like cry. So like, you know, so like basically like, it looked like I was crying. I'm sure on the outside, it looked like he was doing something else. Cause the trailer's like banging back and forth. And he's like making me
these
crazy noises, like, rrr. And so, then they like outside, I guess they were freaking out. My mom apparently was screaming. And they like makeup that we're ready for set. So they knock on the door. I'm ready for a second. He's like, 1 second. He's like still doing it. And they're like, you know, like storm in or whatever. And they see me and I'm like in tears because I was laughing so hard. And he's like in a sweat because he's been like doing these like acting exercises. And like, they all thought like the worst happened, but it was just really funny.
Oh my God. He is such a wacko. I swear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
and
insane.
And he is very talented
stories.
Though. So, I mean, you have to give
he's
that
really
to him.
Talented. Absolutely.
He is one of the most talented actors by far.
Absolutely. I will totally give him that. But
he's definitely interesting to work with.
Yeah, and then when you see him on, like, these reality shows that mm-hmm. he's done, it's just like, wow. I mean, he cursed out the Snapple lady. It was like, did you see that? He
yeah.
was on that whatever, what the heck was it called? Celebrity Fit Club. And he, like,
oh,
told the Snapple lady to go F
no.
herself.
No way.
Well, because they were on the Celebrity Fit Club, and
right.
the Snapple lady was on his team, and he wanted to sit around and do a prayer before, like, a task they had to do. And he mentioned the word God, and she said, wait a minute, because she was Jewish. She said, wait a minute, I need you to, you know, not say God. Can you say something else? Because it's a little offensive to me. And he was like, I want to say goddamn prayer. I was like,
oh,
oh no.
And then he looked at her and he was just like, will you let me finish the F-N-G-D prayer? I was like, oh my gosh. Are you seriously going to say a prayer after what you just said?
Seriously.
I was cracking up. I was like, what is wrong with this
guy? I think I watched that episode, Joanne. That was hilarious when he said
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it
so
was
so crazy.
Hysterical.
And then,
it
you know, like, every time you work with, like, a big star or whatever, like, you want to get a picture with them because it's kind of fun, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah, so I was like, can I get a picture with you? And he's like, the only way that you can get a picture with me is if you give me I give you my phone number.
Ew!
And so, like, I had to take his phone number in my phone. And there were so many thoughts in my mind. I'm like, should I, like, call him one day?
Oh, that's just a little high on the creepy factor, I think.
Yeah, just
a picture of Gary Busey.
But there's been so many. I mean, like, because it's the art, there's always, like, a million different things that happen. And it's so much fun. It's so
much fun. You know, you sound like you just have fun with everything that you do. And God willing, I would meet you one day because I swear I would love to.
Oh, totally. We definitely have to.
Seriously, are an inspiration. Oh my God!
Me too, man.
Double goes for me.
Right, Georgie?
Yeah, they're so cute. You're an inspiration to me. No, I think life is so much fun. It's a journey. It's like, let's just do it and have fun. And
exactly.
You know, I always believe if you don't like what you're doing, don't do
mm-hmm.
it. But if you like it, then do it. And if you think there's something you want to do in life, just, like, try it. Because there's so many people that are afraid of, like, you know, what somebody's going to think and things like that. But the truth is that everybody's open to most things. They're
right.
very open. And you just have to open the door. And if they don't like it, well, that's the wrong door to take. But, like,
right.
maybe that's the right door. And maybe it'll open up, like, a beautiful path.
Right.
So, yeah.
Who is out there that you want to work with now? Like, who would be your ideal actor or actress to work with?
Yeah, that's
okay, well, that's
too.
A great question. My favorite actress I love right now is Scarlett Johansson. She is phenomenal. I would totally love to work with her a lot. And let's see, actor-wise... Ooh, there's so many. Like, I love Tom Hanks a lot. I think he's really awesome. I think he'd be really fun to work with. I don't know. Like, I think, there's a million different actors that I love to work with. I think that, you know, there's so many amazingly talented people that just bring so much to the table. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like.
It's a hard question to answer, I'm sure, especially for someone in your shoes, you know. Now, is there any, since you live out in Hollywood, is there anyone that you've met that you've been totally starstruck?
Ooh, well, I've had very, very fortunate events. Like, I've gone to dinner and stuff a couple of times with William Shatner.
Oh, really?
He's, like, the sweetest guy ever, most inspiring. Like, he does a charity event, too, for horses, and he's awesome. He's really, really cool. Let's see, starstruck. I guess I saw Ben Kingsley, and there was something – I mean, I've seen a lot of different celebrities because in this town, you go to screenings, you go to people, like, you meet people, and most people are, you know, ordinary people like you and I, but there was something – magical about Ben Kingsley for me. It was like I just stared and I felt like my mouth was going to drop and I had to catch it because it was like this aura that he had about him. Mm-hmm. I think he was like, you know, he's an amazing actor, and there's a lot of amazing actors that, you know, that are more normal, but there was something really magical about him.
Right.
And that was really awesome. And I don't know, there's so many, let's see, I have, like, there's a crazy funny story that I have, actually. I was, like, going towards Colorado, and I don't know much about sports or anything like that, but I was going towards Colorado, and I was waiting in the Los Angeles airport, and there was this, like, older man, and he starts hitting on me, and he comes closer and closer. I'm like, ugh, this guy's such a loser. I was like, so what do you do? And he's like, well, I play baseball. And I'm like, baseball? And I'm like, okay, so, like, you know, tell me what's your favorite part, what's your favorite thing? And he's like, well, I've been playing for a really long time. And I was like, oh, okay, really? And he starts talking about it. I'm like, this guy is so gnarly. So he gives me his, like, headshot. And he's like, look at the back. And there's, like, all this writing. I don't even read any signs it. And I'm like, okay, that's great. I'm like, this guy needs to go. And anyway, he goes to first class. And I'm like, oh, that guy's so gnarly. So I go to my seat and in coach, and I start talking to the guy next to me. He's like this baseball freak. And I start telling him, I'm like, oh, I met this baseball dude out there, and I show him his headshot, and he starts freaking out, and he calls his friend. He's like, oh my goodness, you'll never believe. And it was Pete Rose.
Pete Rose?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's
my funny Pete Rose story.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, all of you.
But there's so many different, yeah, there's so many awesome people.
Aww.
Like, I love, this town is really awesome. I really love it. I think, isn't it amazing how every single city and every single country is 100% different?
It is. I just recently moved from, I grew up in Yonkers, New York. And then when I got older, I moved to Florida, and I lived in Fort Lauderdale area. And I honestly didn't like it. I would have left a lot earlier if I didn't get sick. But and then now I moved back to New York, but now I'm in Buffalo. And it's so different. I was telling Georgette, it's really funny coming up here. It's like, you know, coming to Pleasantville where I live. It's like Hamburg,
yeah.
New York. And it's like Pleasantville. And they talk really weird, and they don't call soda soda. They call it pop. It's like they, you know, they revert. Soda is not soda. It's pop.
Yeah, that's
what
in Colorado we do pop.
I've never heard that before,
too.
Other than on Happy Days.
That's so funny.
Oh, and
the first time I ever heard it.
Buggy.
Okay, so I mean, I was flipping out. The lady was like, "Well, do you want some pop?" I was like, "What's pop?" And she was like, "You know, like Coke." I said, "Soda?" She was like, "Yeah, pop." I was like, "Okay, all right." It is what it is. But, yeah, it's really funny that everything is so different everywhere. You know, I encourage my son, my oldest son, he's going to be 16. I said, you know, when you're ready to go, I said, you need to just go travel. I don't care how you do it. I said, you just need to go and see everything.
That's
awesome.
I said,
there's so many places I wish that I could have went to when I was his age or graduating from high school, and it just didn't happen because I had nobody to tell me to make it happen.
Yeah.
I said, I'm telling you, get your ass out there and go. I mean, go find things. Go look. Go explore. Go do something. I don't want to, you know, I just totally agree with that whole philosophy.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because I think it opens your mind, and I think, I knew there was this girl when I was younger, and she never traveled ever, and so she thought the clouds went forever.
No.
And I was like, no, 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 they stop. She's like, no, 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 they go forever. And so that was really cute. But I think that it's really important to travel, absolutely. Like, even if it's to a different state, you know, if somebody doesn't have finances to, you know, go, you know, forever, driving to another state, it's so different. It's so different. And
absolutely.
I think it really opens your eyes.
Yeah, you got so much here in the United States that people never get a chance to see, you know, and it's like you live here, go see it. Or even in your own state, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different places to go to in the state of New York or in the state of California. I mean, it could take you, you know, years to visit every last single piece of it, you know, and get to know it. So
no,
I totally agree with that.
No, it's so much fun.
Questions.
It really is.
And I just want to say to everybody that's listening, like, I know right now is, like, really hard times for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And And I know that life is a journey, and it's going to get better. It's going to be better for everybody. And I think that, you know, we just have to look at every day as it is and find the beauty in every day and, like, the beautiful moments, even, like, the simple flower in front of you. And just, you know, just move through those days just saying, you know, what is my favorite part about the day? And focusing on that. And I know that for everybody, there are so many miracles that are just coming for all of us. And, you know, I think if we hold hands, we're going to get through it, it's going to be amazing. And I think just, like, even through these hard times, we can find the beauty in every single day.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said, Robin. Well, we are just out of time. The hour went by so fast. It did really go fast, but I'm telling you, it's been such a delight to have you. And,
it was such a pleasure. You guys are totally awesome. I'm giving you, like, a big high five to the phone.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
the high five, Robin. The high five all the way here.
Absolutely. I'm going to email you on MySpace, and I'm going to give you my email and everything.
Fantastic.
And I want to stay in touch with you. And,
me too. Forget about it.
Girl. Definitely.
Yep. Awesome, and you guys are doing so great, and thank you so much, and you guys have a beautiful rest of your evening.
Let me say, Robin, before I let you go, do you think you can do a little promo for the show?
Absolutely.
We're recording, so you just say it however you want, like this is Robin Sidney on Stardish Radio, however you want to say it.
Okay, perfect. Whenever?
Whenever you're ready, we're recording.
Okay. This is Robin Sidney on Stardust Radio, and you guys are awesome, and this station is the greatest station of all time. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
That's rock.
You rock, girlfriend. So
you are the best.
Send over that information, so make sure you look for it. And you know what?
It's been a
pleasure, and you're welcome back any time.
Aw, thank you so much, and it was such a pleasure. You guys are phenomenally fantastic, and I can't wait to keep in touch.
Well,
thanks
you're
awesome a lot,
too,
Robin.
Thanks a
lot,
Robin.
Thank you, too. Enjoy.
Thank
you,
too. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, signing off. Tomorrow, Graham Shields.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Good night, Tony. Thanks for calling in.
God bless. Good night.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hanging up. I'll call you back.
I know, my phone will...
What?